there were many manpower and other kinds of studies going on that were, you know, say from a geographic combatant command's perspective or from a defense agency's perspective, and even the some of the precursors to Cyber Command were conducting, you know, manpower studies, and it seemed that there were many of these going on, but they were all partial, and none of them really came to closure or actually ended up resulting in any change or a plan or a strategy or a funding plan for fixing the problem or filling the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we felt that they needed to use maybe the process that the Joint Requirements and the JROC uses, and do a full capabilities-based assessment for this across the department, so it was complete.
When the cyber policy came out, it's been about 2 weeks ago now. Did you see anything in there that addressed some of the issues that you found?
Well, the strategy is a very good policy statement, and of course, we support development of strategies. But that's not the kind of effort that it would take to actually do this kind of review.
The shortcomings that you found were operational stuff rather than policy.
There were operational issues we found, too, with the roles and responsibilities and unclear command and control relationships and arrangements, and so many organizations responsible for developing policy and guidance and doctrine for cyber operations, and even several for defending and securing the DoD networks. And we cited an incident where there was the computer network infection problem in 2008, where Strategic Command identified a lot of confusion regarding the command and control authorities and chains of command in dealing with that incident. And our work also confirmed that the guidance on responding to that incident came from several different entities and was uncoordinated, conflicting, and unsynchronized. So they definitely had a problem, and they acknowledged that problem.
Is this something that is inherent to trying to stand up something like Central Command, that you're going to have the combination of a number of different pieces from a number of different parts of the Pentagon, or is there something else going on here, do you think?
Well, in part, it's because of the structure of all the networks in DoD. For example, each service has their own network, and so they're responsible for that network. And so it's so many piece parts that put together the whole DoD organization. It's not all that clear that even putting together a very awesome cyber command can really break through all of these decentralized issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a step in the right direction, most assuredly, but it's a difficult problem, I think.
There are four recommendations in this report, and we have the report linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. There were two of them in particular I wanted to ask you about. One of them is to develop a plan and funding strategy to address them, and I'm interested that you stuck in that little funding strategy portion there, too.
Right. Well, this is where, you know, if you did a really good job on your capability gaps, you would need to be able to, you would be in a position to be able to make investment trade-offs. So decide where your priorities are and perhaps maybe spend more on this and less on something else or not. But you need to have a complete picture to make those kinds of decisions.
And the other one is those command and control relationships that you talked about earlier. Talk more about how you sort those relationships out and really untie that knot, which it sounds like is just a big knot that does need to be untied.
It is a difficult one because, you know, the geographic combatant commands all have their areas of responsibility, and they feel they should be able to defend themselves and take response actions, perhaps. And yet, if you have a cyber command, there's a good argument on that end for having them do the operations in support of the geographic combatant commands. So I think even though last time we talked, I think we discussed the concept of operations that Cyber Command put together, and I think they made a very good effort to try to define some more of that command and control relationships, at least at some level. but apparently they're still working through some of the detailed aspects of this, and I'm not sure that there's a full consensus yet around how that should work.